He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. Well, it is December 29th. Day after the Texans beat the Bears, Coach Gary Kubiak began his evaluation period. We'll talk about that, but fans, do not forget, on Tuesday at 7 p.m., the Texas Bowl kicks off. It's a game that features Western Michigan and Rice. There's lots of family activities, so get your tickets now.
I-72!
Coach Gary Kubiak began his evaluation period on Monday. He started with the offense. Kubiak liked the progress of the offense has made this season. They finished ranked third, and they had a slew of offensive weapons, including Andre Johnson, Steve Slayton, and Kevin Walter. But Kubiak said there was still room for progress, especially in the red zone.
Well, we obviously made a great deal of improvement, John. I think to be a champion, it's got to get better. There's no doubt about that. But we ran the ball much better this year than we have in the past. We were simpler this year. We were better at what we were doing. I think we're probably more committed to exactly what we were doing. And then we found a great young kid. And we had five linemen that played every snap. So we're very consistent from that standpoint. So that's how we got better. But I think there's another step we can take.
As far as defense goes, Kubiak said they played well in spurts, but he needed more consistency from the unit.
Right. Well, I don't worry about numbers as much. Where you finished offensively, defensively, you know, were we third in offense? I think, like you said, we're 22nd in defense. I haven't even seen the final stats come through my desk yet today, but sometimes you can make improvement and those numbers may not improve. You cannot improve, and those numbers may improve as far as where you ranked last year. You know, sometimes it just all depends how the league's going that year and the certain categories and certain things that are going on. I try to look at each situation, see how we did this year. I try to compare to how we were doing last year as a football team throughout the season and how we function in those areas of the game, whether it's against the run, the pass, or running the ball or throwing the ball. So, it's an ongoing process. I do it every 4 weeks throughout the season. It's not like I wait till the end of the season to do it. It's something that I keep up with on a monthly basis. So I've just got to compile all that information and see where we go from here.
Kubiak also said the team needed more of a pass rush opposite Mario Williams. That will be addressed in the offseason. What's also going to be addressed is contract issues. Both Dante Robinson and assistant coach Alex Gibbs are renegotiating their contracts. Kubiak said he would like both of them back.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, what he meant to our coaching staff, to me personally, to all of us, to Kyle, as a first-year coordinator, was exceptional with not only the offensive line but the whole football team. It brings a lot of energy to what you're doing. And, you know, at this stage in Alex's career, it really is about him enjoying what he's doing, enjoying where he's doing it. And I think he did have a good time. I hate to speak for him, but I think he enjoyed this season. The passion was there, but he, like everybody else, just needs to regroup right now, and then we'll see what happens.
Gibbs has been instrumental in mentoring offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan. Shanahan, in fact, called his first game against the Chicago Bears. Kubiak thought he did a pretty good job.
Well, Kyle called some good plays. He called very, very good plays down there. He called a great game yesterday. You didn't know that, did you?
No, I didn't. Usually it's you that gets the points. So
Kyle called a game yesterday. He did a hell of a job. He called his first NFL game, and he called a great game.
Why did you do that?
I thought it was time. I walked in the office Friday, and I told him he was calling the game, and he did a hell of a job.
And remember, it's always football time in Houston. It's football time in Houston. And